This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office Wednesday for the first time since he was diagnosed and hospitalized with COVID-19. Spokesperson Brian Morgenstern confirmed Wednesday the president returned to the Oval Office. He said that there have been safeguards put in place to protect staff who might interact with the president, including requiring full personal protective equipment.
We have ways for him to do that. We have PPE that we can use, and we can interact with him standing back, like you're standing back from me, and people can wear masks or goggles or gloves or whatever may be needed. We have CDC guidelines.
Trump is likely still contagious with the virus. Several people in the president's inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump, top advisors Stephen Miller, and Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, have all tested positive for the coronavirus. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, meet in a debate in a few hours that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. AP's Julie Walker reports.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This.